Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is going to be awesome. What's up, friends? This is episode 43 of Heezy Life, titled Three Ways to Find Enjoyment Today. I am so stoked right now because I'm about to go on vacation. Woo woo! Well, actually, I will be back from vacation when this airs, but either way, I'm super excited. There is nothing better than that vacation is coming feeling. It just has a way of melting the stress away. But that's such a small chunk of our time. Most of our time is not vacations or weekends. It's just everyday life. So how do we increase our enjoyment in the boring parts of life? I feel like we focus a lot of energy into our happiness. And for good reason, it is awesome to be happy. But here's the thing, there's a difference between happiness and enjoyment. The difference between the two is that happiness is a feeling and enjoyment is an attitude. For instance, we can feel unhappy and still choose enjoyment. Wait, what? I know that sounds crazy, but there are always those days where you go to work and you just don't feel happy because it's work. But you can still find enjoyment in work. Enjoyment in your coworkers, enjoyment in the challenge, or enjoyment in the process. So here's an important question you should ask yourself. Are there aspects of your life where you could increase your enjoyment? I hope you're saying yes, hello, because yes means that there is room for growth and improvement. Yes means there is potential, and I love potential. So how can we inject more enjoyment into our everyday life? What can you do today? Here are three tips that help me. The first one is to be grateful. Eve Ensler quotes, "I wake up every day and I think, I'm breathing. It's going to be a good day." What a great perspective. Sometimes we just lose sight of our blessings. It is so easy to take advantage of everyday amenities. But honestly, when you think about it, we are so incredibly blessed. One thing that is very near and dear to my heart is water. It is crazy to me to even fathom that people live without access to clean water. We are so lucky. There are literally thousands of small things that you could be grateful for today, from having teeth to having food. Embrace and appreciate all those little things and know that everyone is struggling with something. But I promise you that whatever you're going through, it could always be worse. I love this quote by Sydney Harris that says, "When I hear somebody sigh, life is hard, I'm always tempted to ask, compared to what?" Compared to what is right. We are so blessed. Delight in that awesome truth today. Another tip is to be positive. Joyce Meyer said it best. You cannot have a positive life and a negative mind. I want a positive life. But guys, it is so hard to be positive sometimes. And that's coming from someone who has a positive podcast. Like, it is hard. A positive attitude takes work and it takes relentless dedication. Every moment is another decision to try. You have ample opportunities during the day, I promise. But the important thing to remember is that you always have a choice. You can't always choose your circumstances, but you can choose how you react to it. Choose to be positive today, and enjoyment will find its way into your heart. The last tip is to be kind. Be kind to others, but also be kind to yourself. What are you saying about yourself right now? Is it full of love or full of judgment? I've really been struggling with this lately, and I'll catch myself just like berating myself over such simple things. Like even doing this podcast, I mean, guys, I have asthma, so sometimes it's really hard for me to make it through the whole podcast without like having deep breaths or having to get water. And I find sometimes I'm so critical that I can't just go through it and do it. And it's so silly. It's like, why am I being so mean to myself? I really feel like God is teaching me that in order for me to better love others, I need to first love myself. At the root of kindness is love. And I really do believe that that kindness is one of the most underutilized tools humans have. We are meant to love. And if you really want to have a great day and find more enjoyment in your life, embody love. Be kind, be positive, and be grateful. And know that it's okay if you're not there yet. Just hang in there and try your best. Care about others and care about yourself too. You only give what you first receive. I am so grateful for the beautiful gift of my Savior who died for me and who changed my heart, who gave me a grace and a freedom that I cannot earn and a peace that I do not deserve. But with that gift, I can give so much more in return. Fill yourself up with awesomeness and let it shine, guys. I'll end with this quote by Barbara Myroff. The self is made, not given. Make today great. You got this. Thank you so much for listening. Check out my Instagram at heezy.life and Facebook page for daily inspiration. Have a great week and keep it heezy, my friends.